So what are they going to call this, stadium by the river, or do we know, or is somebody giving...
My understanding, what I've heard, is that Mr. McLean donated quite a bit of money, but says...
But he doesn't want his name on it.
But he doesn't want his name on it.
I think he's... Matter of fact, he has asked that it be called Baylor Stadium.
Really?
Yeah. I think if I'm remembering
That's
the story...
That's a fun idea.
Right.
Yeah. Which, you know, you don't see that very often these days.
Yes.
So
that means there'll be like a giant piece of quality real estate right there on Valley Mills Drive.
Absolutely.
That's right, named after Mr. Casey, who I guess they're just forgetting about him because
whoever he was.
He just donated something to the old stadium.
Floyd
what have you done for us lately?
For the record, though, it was always kind of hard to drive to the other one.
Yeah, because it was the only Big 12 school, I believe, that stadium was off
campus.
I always had a parking permit. I didn't have a
problem. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, and it's, you know, but if you didn't have a parking permit, if you didn't have up close parking, it's such a fantastic neighborhood right there.
Well, it is. It's a nice area. It really is. I do have to tell you. So when I went up there to work, I always used to Kyle Field and the press box that we had here, which really had good food and stuff. It was like, Arnold's Barbecue, I believe, to begin with. And so my first game at Baylor Stadium, I go in, and they have a cheese ball.
All right.
A wheel. They have a cheese wheel.
Yeah.
And self-serve Dr. Pepper.
Well, at least they have
that's
that.
That's all you need. Yeah. All you need is cheese and Dr. Pepper.
Ah, that was a Beatles song.
What are you whining about?
Yeah. Well, because if he ate cheese, he wants some wine. Normally, we want to just find some cheese for his wine.
Dr. Pepper is the champagne of Waco. You don't understand.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
It is. Bear drinks it.
There's two jewels in 3 days. You know. Thankfully, one of them was on the air.
That means you're like third place in the fat kids race.
Oh, hot dog. Maybe someone will give me a fourth place medal because they feel sorry
That's
for
right.
me.
That's right. The champagne of Waco.
Yeah.
Okay. So who was this guy who you had the soundbite from with the Mars lander?
Yeah, we were in here talking and we just suddenly heard it like.
Was he crying?
You guys leave the NASA nerd alone. He's worked on this thing for a long time.
Yeah. This is the first color image of the landscape where we've landed. I waited a long time for this.
I mean, there's a good chance he lives in a basement under his parents.
Oh,
so.
No way.
There were tears dropping in his pocket protector.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Now, we were talking, and then suddenly it sounded like, oh, no, somebody screwed up on the air.
Yeah.
That never happens.
And it doesn't, yeah. Well,
no.
That's...
No, it was emotion.
Yeah. I just like the idea that we're the UFO this time.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know?
That's right.
We don't ever get
That's
to be
right.
the UFO.
Martian news reports, you know, about little white men walking all over the place.
Excuse me. They might not all be white.
That's true.
Well, in the future.
That's right. We've got the Rainbow Coalition.
If you want to start in on that. But, you know,
sorry.
That's okay. All right.
That's right. Because in a month, Jesse Jackson will be there, you know, because
he'll find
everywhere.
Something to protest about.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Is there a camera? Let me get that.
Yeah.
So President Obama continues to hang tough against the allegations he's not doing enough for black Americans. An interview with Black Enterprise magazine, he was pressed about the high black unemployment rate and his perceived lack of action on the problem. This is what the President of U.S. America said. My general view has been consistent throughout, which is that I want all businesses to succeed. I want all Americans to have an opportunity. I'm not the president of Black America. I'm the president of the United States of America. But the programs that we've put in place have been directed at those folks who are at least able to get financing through conventional means. In other words, if you screwed up your life and screwed up your credit, that's not his fault. So there you are. That's our
That's a nice middle-of-the-road statement to make, but does he actually believe it?
Well, that I don't know. I mean, it's if he gets in there and starts, you know, talking his jive patter, he may say something different. But anyhow. And now the Forbes contributor is talking about both candidates being really, 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 really nasty about each other, and so as a result, they're being viewed very negatively. Avi Dan from Forbes says that a recent poll has found that both candidates were viewed very negatively by a record number of voters.
Really?
A chuckle from the side.
Like, what's different about that?
I know.
Yeah, it's another day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
When asked whether the president or Romney are the best two people to run.
No, they're the only two people
that
are running.
That's right.
The president got a 67% responsive no. So, no, not at all.
And Romney said, ha ha. But what was his number?
I didn't say.
Really?
So, yeah. Now, did you hear the story yesterday on Drudge?
No, about, I might have read it, but...
did you hear about the story that broke on Drudge? That Mitt Romney is actively considering David Petraeus for his vice presidential nominee.
Interesting.
Posted the rumor yesterday based on a scoop. A scoop.
Did he have the little revolving red and blue light? Crudely, 1998 Microsoft artwork.
Yep. He's also had that rumor, if you'll recall, about... I believe it was about
Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio, yeah, we had that one. That was supposed to happen. So.
How do you confuse Sarah Palin and Marco Rubio?
Well, yeah, I know.
It's easy to confuse them.
You have to have an old brain. Here's the handicapping tool that may work best to figure out who the VP choice is. Look at Wikipedia pages for potential running mates. Back in 2008, Sarah Palin's Wikipedia page had all sorts of changes and updates just hours before John McCain announced that she was the running mate. Same thing happened with Joe Biden's website or Wikipedia page. So, what?
I was trying to imagine what sort of updates they had to make to Biden's Wikipedia entry.
Yeah.
Take out the hair plugs.
Yeah.
Don't mention the hair plugs. Okay.
If there are any direct quotes, remove them.
Yes.
That's right. Let me check them first.
Yeah, please. Yeah. And don't let a live microphone get near him.
That's right.
Just yesterday, though, Ohio Senator Rob Portman's...
is that his middle name?
Yeah, it is.
Yawn?
Seen him? Yeah.
Rob Milktoast.
Yep. His Wikipedia page was updated 16 times. 9 changes have been made to Marco Rubio's page, and Tim Pawlenty, wish it was Polenta, but it's not.
Yeah.
former governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty's page was altered 4 times yesterday. So there you are.
Hmm.
It's come to this, huh?
Yeah, that's where we are.
We're monitoring
the
alterations made to a Wikipedia entry.
That's it.
So is it a badge of honor a little bit to be the first person to update a Wikipedia page when they're announced as the beep?
But, I mean, look. Here's if you take somebody like Bobby Jindal, the 14-year-old governor of Louisiana.
Right.
I mean, what else can you update? You know, he's not had a lot of things that have changed in his world. Whatever.
Someone could be like correcting. I mean, I correct grammar mistakes when I'm on Wikipedia or spelling errors.
You contribute.
Anybody can contribute. My little brother put a fake page about subterranean liverworts. He just made something up, and they deleted it after, 2 minutes when someone found it and was like, this is ridiculous. But
and that's exactly how they sounded.
The Wikipedia police got him.
Subterranean
liverworts. He drew a picture and everything.
Did he? Well, if you draw a picture, it must exist, right?
Right.
It would make absolute sense. Pages for New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie have not been updated since last July. Quit it. He's not going to make it. You don't have to worry about
No, that's true. But it is amazing how quickly they get updated. I know in the sporting world, when a coach gets a new job or something, within 5 minutes, it's updated that he's the new coach at.
Tom's been shut out 3 times.
Yeah.